Chapter 3. Damn, but this afternoon was a frigid witch. Griff dismounted his horse, tipped the freezing rain from his hat, and cast a glance toward the tavern, with its promises of beefsteak ale and a roaring blaze. Instead, he turned toward a tiny shop with a cheery red door. More than a meal or a drink or a toasty fire, more than anything, really, he needed to see his wife. A bell chimed as he entered the small, attractive shopfront. Pauline? No Pauline at first glance, but he did spy a most welcome face, that of his sister-in-law, Daniela.
Don't move, Duke.
Good afternoon to you too, Daniela.
Don't move,
she repeated, pointing with the mop she held.
Your boots.
Griff looked down at his muddy hessians with regret. Ah, yes. Far be it from me to undo your hard work. I shall remain here, but that means you must come to greet me. Daniela put aside her mop and crossed to him, curtsying and presenting her hand for his customary kiss. Pauline had tried to explain that Daniela and Griff were brother and sister by marriage now, and this ceremony was no longer required. But Daniela thrived on routine, and Griff rather enjoyed their little ritual. He'd never had a younger sister of his own to spoil. Pauline emerged from the storeroom, wearing a dusty apron and looking frazzled from her cleaning efforts, much the way he'd first seen her on the day they'd met. He was dazzled once again. God, he'd missed her. For her part, she looked at him with horror.
For God's sake, don't move an inch.
I've no intention. Daniela has already put me in my place.
You've brought in the sherry, I hope.
He frowned. The sherry? Stalling for time, he turned to look about the place. It wasn't merely that the floor was freshly mopped. Chairs and benches were arranged in neat, semicircular rows. Every shelf of crimson-bound books had been dusted and tidied. A sign on the counter announced, "The two sisters welcome Miss Eleonora Browning, author."